Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I got to go home after the Jake Rosenberg interview.
My head hurts, dude.
There's nothing like, if you think you're a smart person, there's nothing like an actual smart person to teach you that you're not a smart person. And that is what Jake Rosenberg just did. Yeah. He just taught me, he's like, oh, you might be the smart person on the show, but objectively, you are not even close. So
yeah, he made that clear very early
right
in the
away.
Conversation.
Dumb question, idiot. Dumb question. So
that's actually not even close to how this works.
Yeah, I'm LOLing here. So if you missed our conversation with former VP of Football Administration for the Eagles, Jake Rosenberg, he was their cap guy. We had him on at 4 o'clock, and he helped give us some context to how the salary cap works, how the Eagles do what they do. If you missed it, you can get it on Rewind or the Odyssey app, or you can just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. But we're going to get a little dumber right now with Flyers and 50 with Broads. What's up, Broads?
Any NHL salary cap questions that you need answered?
Well, you can't help with that.
Oh, whoa. You don't know that.
All right. Broads, before we do Flyers and 50.
We
got to have a talk with you.
Uh-oh.
Like, what is it called? I always forget the name of this word. When somebody has like a drug problem and all their friends are in a room to talk.
An intervention.
Intervention. We got to have an intervention with you and your thirsty takes right now on WIP. So I'm looking at your Twitter thing right here. And I know you're Mr. Jalen and you're Mr. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, God forbid I'm excited my team won the Super Bowl, but continue.
All right. I'm going to read this tweet. And I couldn't even watch the video because I was too busy throwing up all over myself.
Jeez.
Howie Roseman's mindset reminds me of Kobe's. And when that's the case, you're in fantastic hands. Kobe?
I didn't see that.
With Howie Roseman? Like, what are we doing here, buddy?
I think it's so obvious. One guy is a killer on the court, and he attacks his craft at the tippy top, and Howie Roseman does the same damn thing. My man puts in work.
Oh, my God.
At 5 a.m. at the NovaCare complex, thinking about how he's going
to... Oh, wow, he goes to his job. Amazing.
Yeah, well, unbelievable.
Oh, how come you guys don't get the same production then?
Well, hold on. There's a reason why we're here and you're not.
Whoa!
Then we want to start going down that road.
There we go.
Yeah, I've been waiting to pull that on you.
I don't have an answer.
All right, Broads. Well, it's been a big NFL week, but we do got to catch up on a little puck. Why don't you hit him, Jack?
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right, Danny Briere finally did it. trade Scott Laughton. I've been waiting for 3 years. He gets a first-round pick. They have 3 firsts and 4 seconds in the 2025 draft. Get excited. Chuck Fletcher's mess. Wow, did he leave a mess? He won. But Danny Briere got assets. He traded off so many players after the evaluation period, and now it's time to get creative. This is it. This is the offseason that's going to set the tone for the future of the orange and black. And now we have to start discussing what's Torch's future look like, because I think this guy is on his last couple of games here before it's all over. Well, the end of the season, to be clear. He's benching Mitch Kopf again. He's scratching Cam York and not giving any reasons why.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Pronger took it to Twitter to rip Torch nonstop for like a 4-tweet thread.
Wow.
It's not looking good for Torch. Yeah, Chris Pronger, damn it. So it's getting intense in Flyers land.
Yeah, we're anti-Torts in this show. He's a bully.
Yeah. I saw him admonishing some reporter asking about Mitch Kopf, and he's like,
but you don't even understand.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Now, I got one thing to throw your way, Spike, before you try and snip me off early and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
250 push-ups?
Yes, not no, in a row.
There's no
sets of 50.
Shot in hell.
Just because some of us are spending the morning, you know, exercising and doing push-ups, and the other people are spending the morning waking and baking, doesn't mean that we can do the same amount of push-ups, bro.
Dude, I could be stoned and rip off one-armed push-ups more than you can do with two hands.
Dude, I could out-push-up you.
Ooh, boy.
Without any doubt.
No way,
you're,
man.
Soft. I can see it.
No. Here's the one issue, though, and it's a big issue. It's a big issue, and it plays a role here.
Yeah.
I had surgery on the thumb. The body weight is very difficult. It's very difficult.
I was whacking that thing.
Everybody's got an excuse. Everybody's got an excuse.
I swear. Anyway, that's what I got for you guys. Let me tell you something. I talked to Rod earlier today.
Yeah.
I almost got fired. But we had a good 8 hours of Flyers talk on Friday and Saturday on these airwaves. The people were juiced.
8 hours.
Eight hours.
8 hours.
How many times have they made the playoffs in the last decade? You had hours.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey's using AI to make decisions. I mean, put that right up the ass.
Well, Allen Iverson's a great player.
What?
All right. That's enough
out
of
here.
Yeah,
it's almost Friday.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Nah, that was way out there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
Holy moly.
I don't know.
Yeah, we backed you into a corner with your tweet, and then you fired that one off.
I had to defend myself.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
You did. I respect it. I respect it. All right, Broge, when can we hear you on WIP again?
Tomorrow, after a little Phillies-Yankees action. It got me till 1 a.m., so we're grinding through the Friday night.
How many of those hours going to be about the Flyers?
After a good amount.
Oh my God.
A good amount.
Wow.
Call in, please?
No.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he is. Broads 81 on Twitter. That is Hunter Broad.
Yeah, man.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, well, you came at his throat, man.
He's establishing his Flyer culture.
No, he is. It's good.
Eight hours of Flyer talk. There's no way Rod approved that.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance.
Well, when I used to do the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., that was when, I mean, that was what?
You got
like
most of your Sixers talk.
Yeah, it was like 2012, 2013. All I did was talk about the Sixers and TV because I knew he wasn't listening at 11 o'clock. Talk about whatever the hell I want. I did a whole hour on professional wrestling one night.
Did you see the John Cena turn heel?
I did see the John Cena turn heel. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you want the Eagles to do with their abundance of draft picks? Use them in the draft and develop the players, or trade some of them for an established player or up in the draft. 54% stick on trade some of them for an established player or up in the draft. 215-592-9494.
Real quick before
we
go back.
Yeah.
Little cleaning up, accountability. The Andre I was talking about was Andre Odom.
Andre Odom. Why did
Andre
I say
Odom,
where?
Yes, Dre Odom.
Yes.
Hey, Andre, where's the damn quarterback?
Quarterback.
Yes.
I remember Andre Odom.
Yes.
It was four letters, which is the same.
I was going to say 3,000.
No, it was not Andre 3,000. Yeah,
you have
here.
Nothing to do with this conversation.
Yes.
I know. It's an AB conversation. I'll see my
see
way,
your way out,
of
it.
Yep.
So you're just mucking it up.
You know what else is four letters?
This show every day.
You know what else is four letters? BLUE. You know what else is four letters? CHEW.
You know what else is four letters?
What?
HARD.
There it is.
Oh my God.
Blue Chew.
I'm not even trying.
Yep.
I don't even want to go with another four-letter word.
No, no, no. Yes. We should stop there. Too many four-letter words. But Blue Chew's going to help you perform in the bedroom. She's going to love you for it. She like this is the thing, is that every time you thought, oh, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, I don't feel right doing it, yeah, whatever, she's going to love it.
Mm.
And it means you're going to get lucky more. Does it just feel good? It does feel good.
It does feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue Chew, it's all online, right? So, like, no doctor's appointments?
No doctor's appointment. That's one of the best, I think, benefits of doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
Online, no embarrassment. Shouldn't be embarrassed anyway.
Yeah,
this is something to enhance your experience with your significant other.
Yes. Everything about this is enhanced. Your experience and this experience, the Blue Chew experience.
Her
experience. Yes. You also don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. See, Blue Chew, it is a chewable, not a tablet. Mm. Same active ingredients as Levitra, Staxin, Viagra, Cialis, but it's all online, done here right in the U.S. of A.
Chew it.
So you chew it. And, well, first you go to BlueChew.com.
Right.
And if you use promo code 94... How about another four-letter word that starts with an F?
Oh.
You?
Free.
Okay.
Stop. Free. Your first month with Blue Chew is free with promo code 94. So you just go to BlueChew.com. They have their licensed medical professionals. And, dude, it takes 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. They figure out what the right mix is for you. And then you get that first month for free. It arrives in your mailbox.
Hard package.
Hard, discreet package.
Yep.
That is what you're going to be, and that's what the Blue Chew comes in. So, again, just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. You just got to pay for the shipping for the first month, and then you...
Chew it and do it.
I forgot again.
Oh,
goodness
God.
Gracious, man. You... Well,
Jeff. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Fran back there?
Yeah.
Play it.
What the hell?
I'm not going to
play
this
it.
Gym until you play it. This guy.
Do it! Do it!
Good gracious.
Do it!
I'm too focused on how to spell R.
Yeah, I see. Yes. That took everything out of you, right?
Four letters, Jack. Yes. It only has four letters. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
Not a creepy ad at all. Not at all.
It's not.
You know you need it, Cowboy.
We're
Jim.
Comfortable. Mm-hmm. We're comfortable.
I don't need it. Well, I don't need it.
Because you don't have any sex, like Howie.
Oh, God, please, stop.
Okay.
Too bad Broads isn't explaining the draft rather than that other dude. He sounds like he's a professor teaching a new tax code.
Jeez, well, I bet you wish he was the Cowboys GM.
Yep.
Hey, listen, Jerry is doing a great job. Let's give a hand for Jerry. We reworked Dax, got $36 million off the cap. Look how great we're doing. Can I get an apology? Can I get something here?
You know, now that you mention it, think about this, Ike. That yes. we had a guy like Jake Rosenberg figuring this thing out, and the Cowboys have Jerry Jones figuring this thing out. And you wonder why the Eagles have more success during than the Cowboys do.
Listen to this math from Jerry Jones.
I have to believe 1 and 1 is 3.
And then we have Jake Rosenberg and Howie Roseman. Come on, man.
Look.
Who got you on that one?
Look, okay, but they are doing a great job. They got rid of D-Law. He's gone. Enough of him. go to Seattle, get all the money you want. It's like going to Atlanta or Jacksonville. You know, just go away, get your money, and walk away. So we're done with that. But what I'm really worried about is Herb. You guys need to have an intervention with him, okay? Apparently, he's got a girlfriend, a flight attendant,
ooh,
and she wants to take him down to Cartagena, Colombia. Okay, so we need to stop
this. Lord.
Wait, is this a real thing?
Yeah, he called John Johnson this morning, talked all about it. I mean, he has fallen into the potion of a superwoman. You know, like she's got something on. She's got him ready to go. So you need to stop. He needs to stop this.
Yeah, not going down to Colombia. I'm out.
Well, yeah. He's packing his bag. He's got this
we're
going to
see Herb on 90 Day Fiancé, I think. Well, wait a minute. You said she's a flight attendant
on
here.
Dateline
though, right?
Is what we're going to see.
Yes,
on.
Yeah. Where do you think Herb keeps the bodies, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, just like you said, I kept bodies in my closet. Okay.
Well it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
All right, I got to get back to my 300 push-ups, so goodbye, Lee.
All right, goodbye.
Yep.
There he is, Stewardess Jim. Well, this show has unraveled.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we had to get it back on track.
Yeah, Jake broke our brains. Yeah. And we're just trying to get to 6 o'clock at this point.
Trying to dumb it down.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
What's up, Tone?
Good. First thing I want to say, none of you guys are dumb. Okay, the thing she was talking about, the salary cap, was a bit complex. And if it's not your expertise, you're not expected to fully comprehend everything he's saying. So like you said, you have to look, dissect it piece by piece. But if he came down the pipe with something you knew about, guess what? You'd have put it on the show. So don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up.
Oh, thank you, man.
That's a great call.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, first of all, a quick comment about the Sixers and the Eagles. Tonight, if you get a chance, please watch St. Joe. I think they're still in the draft. Right here at St. Joe is Rashear Fleming. The forward, I would love to see him on the Sixers. You let them young boys run. They got all the pieces and rotations for the backcourt, get the front court together. They got to make a decision on Embiid, and I think they'll be fine. So, and then finally, the Eagles, getting to them. Denzel Burke, cornerback, Ohio State. Round one and round two, I would love to see them get Andrew Makuba, the safety from Texas. The pieces are there for your secondary, and then you fill in other pieces later.
Well, you solved everything.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. Now the thing you said on Bede, you said all they have to do is make a decision on him. It's a little bigger than that, I think.
He's lumbering. He's hurting the Sixers. When he come in, they got to slow down. They got to play a slower pace game. You got a lot of young guys. You got to let them run. You got to get a nice. You get this boy. I want you to look at Rashear tonight, Rashear Fleming. This boy is going to be the steal of the draft. He's about 6'10". He can shoot perimeter, but he goes inside. He does everything, rebound, block shots. And then he get a power forward and get you a center. And I think you can't get everything at one time. But
right.
I think over the next couple of years, they'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't know where this kid's going to go in the draft. I don't even know where we're going to pick at yet in the draft.
We might not be picking anywhere in the draft.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully it's top six. Tony, next question today. Give us a famous uncle. Uncle Sam debuted today in 1852.
Me, Uncle Bill from Family Affair.
Oh, Family Affair.
Uncle Bill.
Yeah, now that show, thank you. Now, he doesn't mean the Uncle Bill's Pancake House
That's
in
what
Ocean
I was
City.
Thinking.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking.
I don't even know that.
Pretty famous down there.
Down in Ocean City, I remember my wife used to talk about Uncle Bill's all the time. And we went there. It was fine, but I was like, why is the breakfast for two of us $38?
Like oh, it's an expensive place.
Well, but it's not really. It's just like everything
shore
down the shore. Yeah, everything down the shore is expensive. I never saw
breakfast
Family
for
Affair.
Two shouldn't cost $40.
And this was 10 years ago.
Inflation, am I right?
It's like an omelet and three pancakes
right,
or something.
Like, yeah, what type of breakfast we having?
But dude, they get you in the shore. They're like, well, what are you going to do? Go somewhere else? You know, you got to go to Uncle Bill's. So breakfast was good at least.
There you go. Well, yeah, as long as it's good,
it was
I guess
good.
It doesn't matter what you pay.
Yeah, come on. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do?
There it is.
What it do,
wow.
Andrew?
Good energy.
Hey, we're talking Phils. It's heating up. No one's really talking about it right now. So we're starting it for the next 2 weeks, and we're looking at a bright future and a bright season, actually. And my point is right now is Phil Stott should be the leadoff guy. I know it's been talked about, the three guys, Trey, Schwartz, and Stott. Stott's produced the most in the spring. You can see he's injury-free. You can see he's playing, like, right. He's taking pitches. He's having great at-bats. And a couple of stats on it. He's averaging about 5 pitches per plate appearance.
Wow.
OBP's at, like, 520 as of last game. And he's walking over 2 times the amount more than he's striking out as of last game. Today he did hit a homer. And a little petition of an A-OK song anywhere at the time slots. Maybe for 5:30 Creed, you guys can sing A-OK. Or an A-OK Andrew nickname.
Wait,
what are you doing?
Are you proposing a new nickname for you?
I mean, if I'm the Stott endorser, his walk-up song's A-OK.
Yeah?
No, you're okay, Andrew. I'm sorry, man. It is what it is.
But you say A-OK.
Yeah.
Right. I finally got what he was saying. Yeah. Like, okay, I get it now. Yeah.
Nice try.
Nice try.
Yeah, but you're going to stick with it. You got a famous uncle for us, okay?
I don't know if it's been said, but Uncle Phil.
Oh, Uncle Phil's a great one.
Uncle Phil's a classic.
That's a winning answer right there, Uncle Phil. Fresh Prince of Bel Air. You know, so Joe Banner was on the WIP Morning Show today, and
this whole station is just capped up.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, he had
we let the nerds in for one day.
Actually, do you have it there? Just because there's two. There's the Bond one and the him on the cap on the Eagles cap situation. Can you play Joe Banner on the Eagles cap situation there? So you would think, hearing that you would understand, okay, they can spend $230 million on their active players. Mm-hmm. But what Jake explained to us earlier is that just because you sign a guy for 4 years, $40 million, does not mean that you're, like, that whole thing about him saying pushing charges away, they're always doing that.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't mean that if you spend 4 years, $40 million on a guy, that he's hitting the cap for $10 million this mm-hmm. year. So it doesn't exactly mean that you can only spend 230. It just means you can only have 230 on the cap this year in addition to the $50 million in miscellaneous charges. What happened today? We got to go back to sports.
Yes,
we'll get there.
You think so?
Yeah.
To sports or understand the cap?
No, we'll never understand the
cap.
Okay,
all right, good.
But I know you won't rest until you actually do understand the cap.
Well, yeah.
So I can't wait for Jake Rosenberg.
Yeah, me and Fritz, like, we're like,
you gave up.
Yeah, it's cap, whatever.
He's going to be on the Ricky soon. I can just tell.
It already went through my mind. Is that yes, I'm not going to do it on here anymore, but it's I can't handle just saying, well, I don't know.
You need to know.
I need to know.
And yeah, I'm just like, Miles Garrett. Get Miles Garrett.
Yes.
Why can't you get him?
Just make the cap hit only $5 million this year. I know they're aggressive.
I know there's a way to do
There's a way. Elliot said there's a way. And Jake basically said there's a way.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Figure it out, Howie.
Yeah.
Idiot. Okay.
Yeah. Jack, I am praying that the top 5 of 5 is dumb today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to WIP, we need to get to the bottom of it.
All right. I love it. So that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. We are requesting Eagles or Phillies or Sixers conversation. No more cap conversation for the rest of the day. So if you're calling, just give us some straight sports. The top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.